Aaron Smith teaches linguistics at Illinois State University and has been in a relationship with his partner Toshi for more than 15 years. At the time of this interview, he hadn't seen him in person in about 6 months.
It's a panic feeling because you're going to be left alone and you don't have any idea what kind of solution will emerge.
Toshi's a Japanese citizen who has lived in the U.S. on various employment and education visas for more than a decade, but returned to Japan earlier this year after his visa expired. He's back in the States visiting on a tourist visa, but concerned enough to use an alias. Toshi is not his real name.
The plight of same-sex binational couples has not taken a very central place in immigration reform debates.
About a month after the first interview, Aaron told his story to an LGBT immigration forum on the ISU campus. After the forum, Aaron meets Toshi in the back of the room.
I mean, obviously the first week was a real honeymoon phase, and, you know, as the weeks have gone on, it's become more of the regular kind of relationship that you would expect.
Well, I mean, what did you miss most about him being away?
I don't know. It's just, you know, part of me, it just, you can't, like, live without it. It just... air, water, you name it. It's just part of you. You need it.
Toshi just said it very well right now. How do you define and describe your love for a person? I mean, it's right that he's here and that we're together, and it's wrong when he's not.
What's keeping Toshi from staying put in the United States is his sexual orientation. He has no family in this country, and Aaron can't sponsor him for a visa. Immigration attorney Michael Jarecki explains that immigration benefits in the U.S. don't apply to same-sex binational couples, even those who are married in states where same-sex marriage is recognized.
Marriage isn't recognized for federal purposes, and immigration is controlled at the federal level because of the Defense of Marriage Act. The Defense of Marriage Act defines marriage as between a man and a woman, and for that reason, you know, some same-sex marriage will qualify an individual for immigration benefits.
But there's a workaround option floating through Congress called the Uniting American Families Act, or UAFA. The measure bypasses the restrictions in the Defense of Marriage Act by defining same-sex couples as permanent partners, rather than spouses. Couples must demonstrate their financial interdependence and long-term commitment. They must also show that no one in the relationship is younger than 18 years and not a first, second, or third degree blood relative. Jarecki says they're the same requirements expected of heterosexual spouses.
This is about including a group that's been excluded, not creating or adding on to benefits which don't exist yet.
But this legislation has its critics. Kevin Appleby is the Migration and Refugee Policy Director with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. He says his group supports opening up a pathway to allow more immigrant families to stay together. But he says adding language that includes same-sex couples will jeopardize the chances of passing a broader immigration bill.
Now to add the issue of same-sex marriage to it makes it even more difficult. Based on just political grounds, you know, it's like, you know, lighting a match to gasoline, you know, it's just going to blow up.
Under current immigration law, U.S. citizens can bring their spouses into this country immediately. But when non-citizen residents with a green card sponsor a spouse for a visa, it can take years. That's because Congress caps the annual number of family-based visas, and there is currently a backlog of processing visas. According to UAFA, whatever caps apply to current straight couples would also apply to gay and lesbian couples. That means including homosexual couples would add to the visa backlog. Congressman Mike Quigley, a Chicago Democrat, is a co-sponsor of the legislation. Quigley, who has a large immigrant and LGBT constituency, says he would push to raise the cap, currently set at 226,000 visas a year.
I mean, you can't let that artificial number affect what we're trying to do in terms of fairness and equality. And we're not going to get more than one bite at the apple here for a while.
But one couple isn't waiting for Congress to act.
My name is Becca Stryman. I am currently a graduate student at the University of Illinois.
My name is Heather Bonnet. I am studying to get my certification as a medical laboratory technologist here in Canada.
Becca and Heather have been together for 7 years. Heather is a Canadian citizen living about an hour outside Toronto and went to school and worked in the U.S. until her visa expired. She and Becca got married this summer in Canada, where immigration rights extend to same-sex couples.
If it's going to be the same sort of thing here in the U.S., I mean, you're going to be looking years down the line.
And so instead of waiting to be able to sponsor Heather for a U.S. visa, Becca plans to move to Canada after graduation.
Why not get married in the United States to a man who can sponsor you?
I sort of considered it, and you know, talk to friends about it, but it presents a lot of legal difficulties.
It feels like cheating in a sense, that to have it on paper that we're not together.
Yeah.
The Uniting American Families Act is not the first time lawmakers have linked immigration with sexuality. The earliest federal legislation granting a foreign woman citizenship after marrying an American man passed in 1855. About a century later, homosexual immigrants were barred from entering the United States, and that was lifted in 1990. And earlier this year, the U.S. removed another barrier connected with sexual behavior by eliminating a 22-year immigration ban stopping anyone with HIV or AIDS from entering the country. Siobhan Somerville is a gender and women's studies and English professor at the University of Illinois. Somerville says the immigration debate has a long history, and she encourages lawmakers to tread carefully with future legislation by considering how past exclusions are still relevant today.
I think that they tend to think that LGBT issues are not about race or ethnicity or class, but in fact, of course, LGBT people, you know, are people of color as well.
Congressman Mike Quigley says he can't predict when the legislation will have a chance at becoming law.
Unfortunately, civil rights legislation throughout history has been done on an incremental basis. When it comes to immigration reform and all the issues that come with it, I'd like to get it all done at once.
Quigley says with four openly gay House members serving in the next Congress, he's hopeful lawmakers will help break the deadlock over this issue. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.